Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. The Obama administration launching new trade enforcement actions against China at the World Trade Organization regarding their tariff rate quotas being used for rice, wheat, and corn to the detriment of U.S. agriculture. According to U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, the new challenge, as well as steps we're taking to advance our case against China's excessive government support for rice, wheat, and corn, demonstrates again the Obama administration's strong and continued commitment to enforcing the rules of global trade and protecting the interests and livelihoods of American farmers. Earlier this year at the Oklahoma Wheat Review, Alan Tracy, president of U.S. Wheat Associates, talked about their longstanding gripes that they've taken time and time again in the last couple of years to the Obama administration regarding China and the price supports that they give their farmers for wheat.
China alone is costing right now, just because of the use of those price supports, and they also have input subsidies, you know, lower cost fertilizer and that sort of thing. Those things alone are costing U.S. producers $650 million at the farm gate. Mm-hmm. Now, that's pretty substantial.
Absolutely.
So we've been working first to point out these facts, show how the impact they're having, and then to try to get our government involved to take a case in the WTO against China.
Alan Tracy with U.S. Wheat Associates. The U.S. Wheat and National Association of Wheat Growers issued a joint statement yesterday praising the Obama administration for their action against China in the WTO. The largest of the animal agriculture groups are all against the GIPSA rules proposed by USDA earlier this week. That includes National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Chicken Council, and the National Pork Producers Council. MPPC saying the new rules issued by USDA could restrict buying and selling of livestock and lead to consolidation of the livestock industry. Top hired hand for the National Pork Producers, Neil Dirk, says that the interim final rule of the three would change legal thresholds in the marketplace, and that's very worrisome. He says the change could be very harmful to pork producers.
The concern with this for pork producers is how buyers will react to this change in the liability issue. And with that, the impact is it could very easily drive more vertical integration, take away opportunities for pork producers, in an atmosphere where we need more opportunities and we need producers to have the ability to do what they do best, which is raise hogs and produce pork.
The interim final rule will go into effect after a 60-day comment period, and that's the one that's causing so much heartburn among pork producers and also cattle producers. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your farm news, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.